Mudslides and incessant rains have buried whole villages. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In just a moment, we'll tell you what's going on there. And tremors rattled new fears in the South American country still recovering from a natural disaster. Taking a step back from the crisis, we're seeing how God is using this to open doors. Our first story, at least 36 people are dead, according to CNN, following the incessant rains which have battered Sri Lanka. Countless others are still missing. Adrian DeVisser from Sri Lanka with Asian Access.
The rains came and it was pretty hard. It continued to rain for about 3 days. And so we kept hearing of, you know, mudslides and entire villages being, you know, buried in the mudslide.
For these villages buried under mud, DeVisser fears there may be no survivors. Regardless, Sri Lanka's army, police, and navy are conducting search and rescue operations.
And as a church, we are responding by providing food, water, and people just escaped with what was on their body. So we are trying to gather as much help as we can to provide immediate relief for people.
The devastating rains hit the country as it continues to recover from a 26-year-long civil war. So would you pray? With strong roots in Buddhism, DeVisser asks for prayers that God would use this terrible disaster for good in the lives of Sri Lankans, and pray that as the church moves, the gospel would be heard. Keep listening for where to find more ways to help. It's been over a month since Ecuador's coastal region was devastated by the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Powerful aftershocks continue to strike, and Compassion International's asking for your help. Here's MNN's Lindsay Koh with the story.
Just 48 hours ago, dual tremors reaching almost 7.0 magnitude had people running in the streets, even hundreds of miles from the epicenter. Not a lot of physical damage, but emotionally, people are reliving the disaster. Compassion International and partnering churches are mobilized in the communities they serve in Ecuador. While they meet the physical needs like food, water, and shelter, their greatest desire is to give these people hope, the hope found in Jesus, which no disaster can take away. Pray for the victims, the country, and their work as a ministry. Your partnership will help in the months to come as Ecuador recovers from the damage. I'm Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
In 2014, Keys for Kids began translating their ministry resources into Albanian. Since that time, the daily devotionals have been broadcast on Radio 7, the largest radio network of stations in the Balkans. Albania's only known religious freedom for the last 2 decades, and many young families are learning about Jesus Christ for the first time. Leda Kumuraku says,
having somebody like Keys for Kids to help us teach biblical principles to children is a wonderful blessing, and it's a great help for the Albanian church.
While Christianity is growing, there are many families who are unable to attend church because there are no congregations near them or because of persecution inside their own homes.
There's a huge number of listeners who cannot keep a Bible in their homes, and radio is their only way for them to grow up spiritually.
Keys for Kids is now expanding ministry efforts in order to reach even more families with the gospel in the Balkans. Your prayers are needed for protection for the radio station and the families. And every summer, thousands of children in the U.S. attend a faith-based summer camp where they sing songs, make new friends, and hear the gospel. In Africa, hundreds of kids will be doing the same. An indigenous ministry in Ghana, supported by Christian Aid Mission, is putting on a summer camp that'll meet kids' physical needs and introduce them to the gospel. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton.
There is so much opportunity to share Christ. In that part of the world, Islam is very strong, and Christianity is not. Animism is very strong. So people and children, especially, have not heard the word of God or the name of Jesus.
Cotton says they hope to have even more kids than they did last year.
This summer, the team is hoping to bring even more children. They're looking at bringing around 500 for this week-long camp. It's an evangelistic camp, but they need help to go.
For $30, you can help a kid find a life-changing hope in the gospel. Our website will get you started. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.